Life Support by Derek Morrison. The anxious gathered near the leader's bed. Machines pumped air and tubes they fed. She, who had once been so strong and stable, was now on life support and no longer able. Boris sobs loudly and weeps his loyal tears. Michael's reassuring hug amplifies Boris's fears. David is stoical, gazing down at come what may, while eyeing the exit and who's in the way. Arlene slips into the bed to support she who is lost, but then whispers softly what will be the cost. Philip, though, stands alone on the other side. He remains, and that they can't abide. Party ghosts weep at this never-ending story, its rifts and fractures destroying all seeking glory. The doctors ask,
Should we switch it off?
The anxious gaze at feet, then jointly cough. Boris blows his nose and then declares,
"Let's just wait, see how she fares."
Philip is silent, his thoughts racked with doubt, for by supporting in, they would have him out. But all the anxious know the risks they face if they bring forth another succession race. So Michael gives Boris an even bigger hug. Then David smiles and his shoulders shrug.
"It's better that we partially resuscitate than party is terminated by the electorate."